You're listening to the Moving Fast Tech Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Anca Corbin, your host on this Moving Fast Tech Podcast. I'm excited to introduce you to our guest today. It's Dan Lines. Dan's the former vice president of engineering and the current co-founder and COO of Linear B, a platform focused on helping engineering teams become more productive. Dan's also the host of a really great podcast and community for developers called Dev Interrupted, so don't forget to check them out. The topic for today's Moving Fast Tech podcast is how to create an effective data-driven development organization. Dan, welcome, and thank you very much for joining me today on the Moving Fast Tech podcast and just sharing your thoughts.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me here today.
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, the Moving Fast Tech podcast, it's just a free-flowing format. I'm going to ask you some questions, and it's totally up to you where you'd like to take this discussion because you're the expert. So, all right, let's get started. All right, my first question is, you know, implementing and collecting engineering metrics is a cost, right? So any sort of, whether it's time, effort, you know, whatever, should a company, especially a startup, start collecting them from day one, or can it be delayed?
Yeah, great question. So I think there's a few aspects here to unpack. So one thing that's happened in the industry, it's now much easier to collect data about your engineering organization. Many years ago, it was much harder. And for example, you know, before I founded Linear B, I was collecting the data on my own. I had a team of like three to four people that were collecting these engineering-based metrics and all of that. And it was a significant cost. Now, for example, you can find a bunch of tools out there that will collect this information for you, even for free. Like, so for example, with Linear B, we do have a free offering that thousands of teams are using, and usually small startups are what is who is taking advantage of it. So kind of to sum it up, you don't have to spend much money. A lot of it is automated for you, and you can probably find a free solution. Yeah. Now on the other side of it, it's kind of, should you do it? So you know that it is easy to do. You can go, you know, to Linear B or another tool and sign up for free. Should I do it when the company is small? The answer for me is yes. Now, the reason that I think it's important, even if your engineering team is small, I think it's setting the right behavior and it's setting the right culture early on. Hey, we're an engineering organization that values some of these metrics, perhaps, you know, cycle time, which is a great team-based metric. We use that to understand how efficient we are as an engineering organization. And that's the type of thing that I want to set early on as a tone as an engineering leader. It's much more difficult because I work with companies of all sizes. You get up to 50, 60, 150, 500 engineers to kind of then go back and change the culture to become more data-driven. It's always more difficult.
That makes sense. You know, you had mentioned cycle time. What are some of the other key metrics that you would recommend starting with, and what's easy to track, and then what's a little bit harder to deliver value on?
Yeah. Great question. So cycle time that's coming from the DORA metrics. If the audience is familiar, you kind of have this nice research team, this DORA team that studied, you know, what are the different ways that we can measure an engineering organization that relates to quality of delivery and speed of delivery. And that's where cycle time comes from. It essentially measures how quickly and efficiently are we able to go from coding on a branch to release to production into the hands of a customer. And again, the reason that I really like starting with that cycle time metric is because it's a team-based metric. You should always use team-based metrics, not individual metrics for developers, team-based engineering metrics, because it sets the right tone and culture for the organization. Now, there's two other metrics that I usually like to start out with for kind of engineering leaders that are getting into this space. One area that you may want to focus in on is around the PR process, the pull request process, the review process. and usually from a quality aspect. So cycle time is like an efficiency aspect. How fast can we get new value out to our customers? On the PR side and the review process, it's more about quality. So are we giving enough feedback to our developers when they put up a PR? How many comments are actually going to the developer? How many review cycles are there? Something I see is, are we even doing a review on the PR? Are there any escaping when no PR, or is there any PRs escaping where there have been no comments or no review? So the PR, that kind of interaction process there with the team is a great place to start. And I would just say that the last one that I like to track, I call it investment profile. And it's more of a project-based metric. And that what investment profile kind of measures is, what are we investing into? Are we spending most of our time as an engineering organization on new value for customers, non-functional, you know, kind of back-end or scalability work, bugs or support items? This is something that I believe every engineering leader should know and should be, you know, presenting at the executive table. So those are a few good ones to start out with.
That's awesome. So do you find that everyone already has the systems and processes in place to be able to truly track and measure? Or are there specific things that engineering organizations that want to go down this path would need to redo or rethink, or anything that they need to bring in?
Yeah. So every engineering organization does work a little bit differently. You know, your Git flow process, you know, how you're doing a review, that type of thing. The only thing that I've seen, so like a tool like LinearB, for example, will connect into your Git environment. It will connect to your project management tool. It also connects to like a chat tool, you know, Slack or MS Teams, whatever. And most of the time, the only requirement is that you are going through a pull request process. You do have a process that the PR is being opened, it's being reviewed, it's being merged, which most engineering organizations have. Maybe if you only have like three people in your org, you might not have it, but most have it. So I've found that there's usually not a specific thing that's needed. Usually the natural way that your engineering team is working will be sufficient.
Okay, that makes sense. You had mentioned earlier some metrics that are super helpful from a business perspective. And, you know, when we think about, there's the metrics that help and support the engineering team, but then there's also, how do you take that information and translate those CTO metrics into business metrics so that the executive team, one, can understand it and two, make meaning from it, right?
Yeah, that's always a really big challenge, right? Because usually if you're thinking about your technical team, you might be the only, if you're thinking about your executive team, you might be the only technical person on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Most other people on the team probably do not have a technical background. So some of the more advanced metrics or engineering related metrics may sound foreign to them. But if you think about it, what does that executive team usually care about? Or what are they asking you? Well, the most common question that I was always asked as a VP of engineering is, how is the project going? Is it going to be delivered on time? When is this thing going to be released? And so I kind of like to use that as a segue to using engineering metrics at the executive table. And I'll explain what that means. So one of the pillars that we have within the LinearB platform, we call it business alignment. It's the exact same question that you asked me. And so what that kind of business alignment pillar shows the executive team is it will show a list of all the projects that are going on within engineering. It shows how many people are working on each project with a trend over time. That's kind of your resource allocation or your people effort. What you can do at the executive table there is say, hey, this is how I understand what the top priorities are for the business. Might be project A, I think, is the top priority. And I have 50% of the people working there. Does that sound good to you, Mr. or Mrs. CEO or executive team? And am I on track there? Mm-hmm. The other thing, you know, that view shows is for each project, what type of work is actually being done? Is it work that has to do with new value for your customers, maybe something that sales could use to make more sales? Or is it more of a non-functional project, something that you've been saying to your CEO, hey, we really need to invest into our CICD. Here's the project so that you can see it and we're progressing, and here's how many people are working on it. That's a very healthy conversation. And the third thing that this view shows is kind of the accuracy of the project. How are we doing on a sprint by sprint basis? Are we completing what we say we will? And therefore, are we going to actually deliver on time? That's what your executive team is going to understand. Now, when it comes back to the engineering metrics, I'll keep using cycle time as an example. Now, what Linear B, what we're able to do there is say, for this particular project, you know, project A, here's the cycle time for it. It's taking, you know, you could say, okay, so it's taking us about 5 days on average to go from coding to a branch being released to production. And you can present to your executive team, that's very healthy, you know, for project A. Now, for project B, I want to bring up a concern. Our cycle time is not where it needs to be. It's actually, you know, 10 to 14 days, which is very, very slow. And therefore, you know, I'm coming to you, executive team. The reason that it's slow is we need to do non-functional work in order to speed up this project and deliver on time. So what I did there was I related an engineering health metric like cycle time back to what the executive team cares about, which is project delivery. And I've seen that combination work very, very well. And then I've seen engineering leaders be able to influence kind of more of those non-functional projects that sometimes take a back seat because it's hard to express, again, the value of like a CICD initiative.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a common language and it keeps getting translated back into the kind of larger business goals, right?
Yeah, use the common language of project delivery or new value delivery. That's what everybody understands. That's a common language. But then you can start relating some of these metrics that are very specific to engineering. And then your executive team will understand and really care if your cycle time is good or bad or what you need to do to make it better, because it relates back to what they care about.
Well, you know, that's actually a really, really interesting point in that you've got the translation to the executive team, but you also have the business metrics translating back to the engineering team, which also is somewhat challenging sometimes, right? If you don't have a way of bridging those two conversations.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. And one of my favorite topics is always culture. And when I think about bringing in a kind of a more of a metrics driven approach, and you mentioned earlier, you know, not to be evaluating at an individual level, but, you know, let's say a company is really just starting to bring this in. How do developers react to being measured? And, you know, what does that process look like to get the buy-in that you want? And if you didn't do it early on, especially.
Yeah, great question. There's been a lot of learnings that I've had here over you know, since founding Linear B. And the thing that pops out maybe most obvious is, one, developers don't like to be measured. And two, they honestly don't really care about metrics. That's the truth. Their job is to be innovators, creators. They need to get their work. What they care about is getting their work out to production. That's what they really care about, and getting feedback on their work. You know, is it going well? Do customers like it, not like it? When can I build the next interesting thing? That's what we pay developers to do. Mm-hmm. Now, as leaders, again, you know, we care about the PR quality process. We care about cycle time. We care about investment profile. We care about churn rate of code, rework rate. That's some of the like the KPIs, you know, that we talked about previously. So again, how do you bridge the gap there? Well, first and foremost, never measure developers. Not an advocate of it. I never see that it does anything positive or too positive for an engineering organization. And all the metrics that I'm speaking about, again, are team-based metrics. If we go back to cycle time, one person does not do all the work to get their code from initial coding on the branch out to production. It's a team effort. And so that type of metric goes really well. Maybe you're presenting at an engineering all hands, or you're saying, hey, you know, I'd really, as an executive or strategic initiative, I'd like us to reduce our cycle time. And it's so you can get more work, more of your great work done more efficiently. That goes really well. But what we found, what we've really needed to do for developers, and this is probably the area that we're innovating the most at Linear B, we have a little adaptive bot called Worker B. Now, what Worker B is it's a Slack bot or an MS Teams bot that we put into the hands of every developer, and it gives them information and only to them about their code. So it might say something like, hey, we see that, you know, three people are waiting on you for to do a code review on their PRs. And here's the estimated amount of time that we believe it will take you to do that code review. Let's say that you have 15 minutes in between now and your stand-up. We'll actually say, okay, this pull request will only take you about 10 minutes to review based on information that we've gained about the repository, the amount of changes going on. We apply a little machine learning there. And so therefore, we think you should do this now. That would be most effective for you. Well, now I'm actually helping the developer with their work and get their work done. That's what they care about. So what we've done there is, again, the engineering leaders, yeah, you might care about these metrics and you should care about the metrics, but you have to put something into the hands of the developers that will actually help them improve the metrics and get their work done. And when you do that, things go really, really well. And so that's what we've been doing at Linear B.
That's an interesting way of bringing value back. You know, when you're bringing in some sort of a new initiative, don't think in terms of what's in it for you, but how are you bringing value back to the developer? And I like that twist on it. And I hadn't really thought about that. That's very cool.
Yeah, you have to. It's like, so kind of our, you know, when we're talking with developers, we see that developers that are using our Worker B bot, you know, they're saving about 50 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. They can get their work done quicker. They can reduce their cognitive load. They can go home earlier. They can spend, you know, more creative time on areas that need thought processes. You know, some of the other things that the bot can do, it can automatically create a Jira ticket or a project ticket for them and link it to a branch. It pings them if people have requested changes on their code after they've put up a PR. So all of these things enable developers to be more effective. And yeah, that's really all that matters. That's the most important thing for developers. They don't really care about metrics.
Yeah. Well, and I think most of us, when you think about it, whatever metric, it's not about the metric. It's about all the other things that enables, right? And the decision-making that you can do from it and the other things that you can then spend time on. So I appreciate that. And I like how you guys are focusing on getting the buy-in that way. So culturally, it's a value, which very, very clever. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, and devs really like it. I mean, so we have a ton of customers now, mm-hmm. and we usually see about 80% of the developers will utilize that the Worker B bot that I spoke about. Like that's mm-hmm. how, and they're using it every day. So that's so how learned. Nice it is for them. Yeah.
Yep. It's really become a big part of their day. Very cool. So when you think about a company that wants to start an engineering team that now wants to really bring this in, you know, what are some helpful resources that you would recommend for them to kind of just get a lay of the land and think about, all right, you can't do it all at once, but you know, how do you roll this out? What are some ways that someone could really learn more, get more involved, get connected?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give a few different ones here. So, you know, first and foremost, there is the book Accelerate, right? Mm-hmm. And that will describe the four metrics that a lot of engineering leaders use today to measuring the efficiency of their engineering organization. You know, cycle time, change failure rate, deployment frequency, mean time to restore. And these are metrics that we provide in the Linear B platform as well. What's good about that book, if you haven't like you know, been in on this topic at all. It's kind of like the basics, like 101. How should I be thinking about my organization? Now, besides the book, I've kind of founded an interesting community, I would say, called Dev Interrupted. So I have a Dev Interrupted podcast. We get some of the best engineering leaders in the world that are coming in and talking about metrics. We have the VP of engineering at GitHub. We have the CTO of GitLab. We have the director of developer productivity at Slack. All of these modern, I would say, progressive thinkers are measuring within their engineering organization, but have the right culture to back it up. So that podcast is kind of, also kind of a good way to understand, how do I become an elite leader? Uh-huh. And lastly, you know, I would just say, we also have in the Dev Interrupted community, a Discord server. And so we have about, 2000 engineering leaders that are talking with each other about these types of topics, all around how to be a elite engineering leader. So those are a few resources for people to check out.
Very helpful. I will make sure that when we write this up, that we'll link those and make it super easy for everyone to get access. Is there anything that I should have asked, but I didn't, that you want to make sure that you share with our listeners?
No, I think we touched on it earlier, but I think I would just double down and say, a lot of the times when people come to me, they say, hey, I want to start a metrics program. Mm. And they think that the metrics program is only about being data driven and measuring their engineering organization. And that's actually false. That's one important pillar, but it's just one of them. The other ones to always keep in mind is you have to relate it back to the business. That's where we started talking about projects and project delivery and relating the metrics back there. And you have to always keep the right culture and take care of your developers and ensure you're providing them with a tool that they can use to make their lives easier. And those three pillars are what actually makes up a modern metrics program done the right way.
I love that. I love that perspective. And I like the value creation on all sides. Super, super interesting and really great insights. Yeah. And I want to thank you so very much for just sharing your expertise and your approach and also some really great resources. I'm sure our listeners are going to find your insights very interesting. It's just always a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you so much for being our guest today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So to our listeners, please don't forget to subscribe to this podcast channel and join us next time for another Moving Fast Tech podcast. So you can hear from industry leaders about tech leadership challenges, just the latest technology they're using and considering, and preparing your company for the future, and so many more topics. So join us again next time. Thanks again.